Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. It's Charlie Spivak, Glenn Miller, Frank Sinatra, Gene Krupa, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get the show off and running, in the next 10 minutes, you're going to be hearing from Vic Damone, from the singing rage, Miss Patti Page, and right now, Charlie Barnett and his famous Cherokee.
Until you hear from me, pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you from me, at least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart. The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will. Does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. Please do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will. Do nothing till you hear from me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vic Damone.
I hear music when I look at you, a beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play, I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful rhapsody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, hey, is this the day? I've heard this glad refrain. Yes, I alone have heard this lovely strain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and joy and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Yes, I alone have heard this lovely strain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Can I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song? and my heart would sing that beautiful rhapsody of love and joy and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. The song is you.
Oh, my goodness. That's Vic Damone performing at a nightclub somewhere. It doesn't quite say where. The song was The Song Is You, written by Oscar Hammerstein II and Jerome Kern in 1932, was in a musical and a film called Music in the Air. Before that, it was Patti Page and a great Duke Ellington Bob Russell tune called Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. This was adapted from a concerto for Cootie and was on the hit parade in 1944 by Woody Herman, Duke Ellington, and Stan Kenton. And we started with Charlie Burnett, a Ray Noble tune from 1938 called Cherokee, got up to number 15 on the hit parade in 1939. I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. We have lots more great music coming up tonight. For instance, in the next 10 minutes, you're going to be hearing from Gene Krupa and Anita O'Day. We'll have Johnny Mercer here. And right now, it's a classic. It's Pearl Bailey with Hot Lips Page and the Hucklebuck.
Where's your girlfriend, Lucy May? She didn't come tonight?
Don't think.
Oh, listen, I learned a new dance the other night. It killed me.
Yeah.
Bring the B over. Come on, listen to this song here.
Yeah, let's see.
Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, when your baby's there. Come on, harmonize with me.
Do the hucklebuck, if you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your partner out, then you hunch your back, start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck, that's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Oh, I like that. Get a nice dance?
Yeah.
No, not now, not now. I'll tell you when.
Hey!
Right here.
And let them roll in. Somebody give the piano player another.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice guitar player, too.
Yeah, he's on.
He is nice. He's a little clunking boy.
He's there.
Down there.
Tell me.
Ow! Don't enjoy yourself too much now.
Roll him, Daddy, oh!
You know, I come here every Thursday.
Too.
I wouldn't miss one of these Thursdays. You say you ain't seen Lucy May this week?
I ain't seen her this week. She owe me a little money. That's written. She
ain't
been around.
She ain't gonna never show up. I know her. She ain't never paid nobody. Let's sing some more. Just
do the hucklebuck. Do the hucklebuck.
We make a good team here.
If you don't know how to do it, boy, you out of luck.
We all get off my feet.
Push your partner out. Then you hunch your back and start a little movement in your
said big word.
Sacroiliac, wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck.
Wait for me now.
That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Ain't this a wonderful dance?
Oh,
you know,
bad.
You catch on quick.
Yeah, you know, I'm a dancer.
You know what? I tell you, I think these people too noisy for us. We ought to go somewhere where we could put this dance down.
Everybody's dancing in one spot, though.
Yeah, but you're dancing in one spot too, brother, on my feet.
I got cones, you know.
You got to listen, my feet are killing me too. Let's die out here and get this over with. Just
do the hucklebuck.
Wait for me now, I'm telling you.
Do the hucklebuck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hucklebuck. This is the G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the G.I. Jive. Rootledy-toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Voot! After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with the feet. Reet! If you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you K-P on the Q-T. This is the G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called a fluid drive. Jack, if you still survive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Soon you're counting jeeps, but before you count to five, seems you're right back digging that G.I.
My name is Roy.
Well, look here, Roy, and let's get groovy. Say, you been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown. What's uptown?
It's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out. All you got to shout is, let me off of town. If it's a rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, let me off of town. They got rib joints, juke joints, hip joints. Oh, where could a fella go to top it if you want to pitch a ball? You can't afford a hall. All you've got to call is, let me off of town.
And
Anita, oh Anita. Say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy, the heat?
No, it ain't the heat, it must be that uptown rhythm, cause I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
Roy Eldridge stole the show on that one with his great trumpet work, and Anita O'Day on vocal, Gene Krupa's band, and the song from Drummer Man, the CD. The song was Let Me Off Uptown. Red Evans and Earl Bostick wrote the song in 1941, got on the hit parade that year, was number 10. Before that, it was Johnny Mercer, a song he wrote, both the words and the music, called The G.I. Jive. Got up to number 11 on the hit parade in 1944. And we started with some characters, Earl Hot Lips Page and Pearl Bailey, and a song called The Hucklebuck from 1948. It was made popular by Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra. I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Coming up, we have three great ones coming up. We have Glenn Miller, Charlie Spivak with a vocal by Irene Day. And here he is, Sinatra, Billy May, and I Love You.
Make you mine.
must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'll phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me? It must be fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me?
Us to fill the night with a song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can't we sail away on a lazy daisy paddle over the rim of the hill? Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you.
That's the Glenn Miller Orchestra, one we haven't had on for a very long time, called Stairway to the Stars, featuring Ray Eberly on vocal, written by Mitchell Parrish and Matty Malnick back in 1939. Big song in 1939, got up to number one on the hit parade. Before that, we heard Irene Day on vocal, Charlie Spivak's orchestra, song written by Roy Turk and Fred Ellert in 1929 called Mean to Me, was in a film with Doris Day called Love Me or Leave Me. And we heard from Sinatra. Cole Porter tune, he wrote the words and the music to I Love You. And that was also on the hit parade for Bing Crosby and Joe Stafford. And I think Perry Como and Tommy Tucker had big versions of that between 1943 and 1944. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with June Christie. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have lots more good stuff coming up. For instance, in the next 10 minutes, drumroll, we're going to have Ella Fitzgerald, we'll have Ray Anthony's orchestra, and here's a great one by June Christie, You Come a Long Way from St. Louis.
You came a long way from St. Louis. You climbed the ladder of success. I've seen the town and country cars that were parked out in front of your fancy address. You came a long way from St. Louis. You broke a lot of hearts between. I've met a gang of boomy gals who were doing all right till you came on the scene. You blew in from the Midwest and certainly impressed the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I've got news for you. I'm from Missouri, too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. Certainly impressed the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I've got news for you. I'm from Missouri, too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You've got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. Yes, you've got a long, long way to go.
Before I met you, no one attracted me. No love thoughts worried or distracted me. My disposition kept exempting me until you started in preempting me. And all this while you've really been tempting me. Maybe you can tell me what we ought to do. Now that you've got me going, what you gonna do? Is it up to me? Is it up to you? What kind of game is this we've begun? Was it done just for fun? We have necked till I'm wrecked. Won't you tell me what you expect? Is this to be a case of kiss and never tell? Folly and farewell, heaven or maybe hell. Which is it going to be, love or gin? Wife or sin? Let's begin. We have necked till I'm wrecked. Won't you tell me what you expect? Is this to be a case of kiss and never tell? Folly and farewell, heaven or maybe hell. Which is it going to be, love or gin? Wife or sin? Let's begin.
What a great way to start our second section here of Swing on WVXU and WMUB. That was, of course, Ella Fitzgerald, backed up so well by Nelson Riddle, and a song written by Otto Harbach and Jerome Kern in 1938 called Let's Begin. Before that, it was the theme from Peter Gunn, the TV show, written by Henry Mancini, 1958, and played so well by Ray Anthony. And we started with June Christie. Didn't she do a good job on this Bob Russell tune, 1948, called You Came a Long Way from St. Louis, also made popular by the Ray McKinley Orchestra. Coming up on Swing, we're going to be hearing from the Duke, Duke Ellington, and be a vocal there by the famous Ivy Anderson. We'll have Larry Clinton's orchestra and a vocal way into the tune. I think she only gets about a minute to sing, but she's really good. It's B. Wayne, and right now it's Barry Manilow with Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra and Green Eyes.
Your green eyes with their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. Dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I feel they will ever haunt me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes make my dreams come true.
With their soft lights and eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I feel that they will ever haunt me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes make my dream come true.
Gypsy Doodle will get you someday. You'll think you're crazy, the things that you'll say, like,
da-da-doo. Wa-da-doo, da-da-doo, da-da-doo.
Song written by Duke Ellington and Irving Mills in 1932 was It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Featured the Duke Ellington Orchestra and Ivy Anderson on vocal. It got up to number 6 on the hit parade in 1932. Before that, it was Larry Clinton and his orchestra, a song which was written by Larry Clinton. He wrote the words and the music, and this song became his theme. It featured B. Wayne on a vocal late in the recording. The song was the Dipsy Doodle. And we started with Barry Manilow and the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. And instead of Helen O'Connell on the vocal, it was Rosemary Clooney and the famous Green Eyes. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on 91.7 and 88.5. We have time for probably 3 more. Yep, we will get in 3 more. And we'll be hearing from the Spitfire Band, from Rosemary Clooney with a whole song to herself. And right now it's Tony Bennett and the Count Basie Orchestra. And Just in Time.
Just in time, you found me just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubts or fears, I found my way. 'Cause love came just in time, you found me just in time. Then you changed my lonely life that lovely day. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubts or fears, I found my way. 'Cause love came just in time, you found me just in time. Then you changed my lonely life that lovely day.
I was only teasing you. I wouldn't even let you think of leaving. Don't you know I love you true? Just because I took a look at somebody else, that's no reason you should put poor me on the shelf. Angry, please don't be angry, 'cause I was only teasing you.
I'm running out of time, so I'm going to break in here and tell you what we've been listening to, which is right now the Spitfire Band and a song called What Kind of Fool I Am. Before that, it was Rosemary Clooney with Nelson Riddle and a song called Angry. And we started with Tony Bennett with Count Basie and Just in Time. We are just in time to say goodbye. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. I hope you come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.